Can I see that constitution, please? You know, she mentioned R.G. Letourneau. I had a very powerful prophetic encounter. It was probably 12, 15 years ago. We went to Baba Jean Merck's intercessor conference, and it was in Toccoa, Georgia. And I remember when we had rented a car up to the conference facility, and we drove by, I saw all these abandoned warehouses. I didn't know what it was. And we were at lunch with Baba Jean Merck, and she said, "Do you know what those abandoned warehouses are over there?" She says, "That's where R.G. Letourneau, that's when God launched him, and he built all the D-Day equipment that the military used in the invasion. And that's when God took him from like $2 million a year to $40 million in within 2 years. And he just expanded. All those facilities were utilized there." And I'm like, wow, because I'd read R.G. Letourneau's book, Mover of Men and Mountains. So I knew something about him, because anytime you ever hear anybody said, "I want to give 90% of my income away," if you've heard that, it came from him. He's the one that did it. And so that night after the meeting, it was about midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. And I remember the Spirit of the Lord just was stirring me big. And he said, "I want you to get up and I want you to drive down to that property." And I got in the car and I went there, and I'm walking around this property, and I have this encounter, incredible encounter with the Lord. He goes, "I sent this man as a forerunner for your generation, for what's going to happen with my people in the last days." And he was the forerunner that not only said, but did it. And he was blessed way beyond his years. And Lord said, "Grab the dirt from that property. You hold on to this." And I still have it to this day. It's in my prayer closet. I got dirt from actually Mount Hebron, and I got dirt from R.G. Letourneau's. And it's like, I remember we came back that service, and the Lord said, "I want you to hold that in your hand and anoint people." No, we're not getting in the first church of the dirt prophecy. Don't. But it was just a sign. It's a remembrance of what somebody had done that was within our scope of our vision. It was a remembrance. And to this day, I put a whole section of his book in this constitution. I outlined the entire book, and I put the main portions of that book and the outline of how God did this and how God launched him. And I mean, God would give him dreams and visions at night, and he'd go draw it up and go out and start welding at night. He'd start welding. And that's how he built the modern bulldozer. All that come from R.G. Letourneau, all of the earth moving equipment. And God utilized this man in a huge way. We're not called to build earth moving equipment. We are to be mover of men and mountains. Amen. In the spirit. And very powerful, powerful man of God. And I so remember that encounter, and it's kind of feeds into what I want to do today.
Because I grew up in Longview. Literally, I would ride my bike down there and just hang out on the campus growing up. And so, but one of the things that impressed me was that this man had gone bankrupt three times. He'd gone bankrupt three times. And as he went bankrupt on the last time, he said, "Lord, you know, I haven't been doing it right, but I'm going to start giving you more. Every week, I'm going to give you more." And that's how he got to the 90%. But he made up his mind that it didn't matter. God came first. And then God began giving him the dreams. And literally, he would actually wake up at night and he would go out, because at one point he was totally broke, had no money, had no nothing. And he went out and he took a stick and he began drawing in the dirt the next bulldozer. And just draw it in the dirt. And then he came out there, and when he found him in the morning, he was still welding on what he had drawn in the dirt. And God took that and began to prosper that. And then World War II happened, and it totally changed the nature of what we did as an army, but also changed his fortune in a huge way.
Oh, let's give God glory. Hallelujah. So, I remember when he brought me back into this series on Dunamis, and he said to me, finish the prayer, finish the prayer. He kept saying this to me for like, kept saying, finish the prayer, finish the prayer. And I'm like, okay, so I would pray the whole prayer. I'm like, and then the next day he'd whisper to me, finish the prayer. Because I've been waiting for months and I don't know what you're asking me. And finally, dawned on me, he was praying for dunamis, but by the end of the prayer, he said, our God shall do, can do exceedingly, or is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask, think, or imagine according to the dunamis. That's what? Working power is dunamis, Greek word for dunamis, according to the power that's working in you. And this part of dunamis was talking about, look, I can answer the prayers of your life. See, God answers your prayer according to what's working in you. Amen? And so what he said, he goes, if you get more dunamis working in you, you're going to receive more answered prayer. And not only that, dunamis was the power source of every operation of miracle signs and wonders, Old Testament and New Testament. The Lord didn't do one miracle. The Holy Spirit came upon him. It wasn't the Holy Spirit of power. It said the Holy Spirit and dunamis, because he was bringing dunamis with him. He is the administrator of dunamis. When you see the Holy Spirit, you're going to see dunamis. Amen? Because he is the administrator. You cannot have the administration of dunamis without him. Amen? And when he's there, he'll administrate it. He's the one that transfers it out of the right hand to you, into you. Say, into you. It got us back into this series in full force and had me lock on in a way that I've never been locked on before. It's really amazing. But I want to look at this definition of dunamis, because I want to show you, I knew in my heart that dunamis was the key to the multiplication of bread. When the Lord multiplied that bread, I knew he did that with the Holy Spirit and dunamis power. I just couldn't prove it, but I knew it in my heart. I also knew when he launched that, remember when he got into the boat in Luke 5, after Peter had been preaching all night, he gets into the boat, he preaches the multitude, and he sends them out in the deep, and he says, let down your nets. And when they let down their nets, there was a multitude. I knew that multitude, that multiplication of fish that took place that day was done by dunamis. But it didn't actually say dunamis like it would in Luke 4, when it would actually ascribe the power of God was present. In Luke 5, was present to heal. Dunamis was present to heal. Or Luke 6, dunamis, he prayed all night, come down from the mountain, and dunamis, or it said virtue, which is the word dunamis, flowed out of him, and he healed them all. So it was there. I knew it, but I could not prove it. But I knew it. You ever been there before? You know something, but you may not have the full word, but I got the full word. Look at your neighbor and say, we got the full word. Got the full word. Amen. And I got it from something Sharon said Wednesday night that really, that's it. That's what I'm looking for. Because I like mysteries. That's part of my calling, is to break mysteries. Amen. I want to know how it works. I don't want it to just fall on me. I want to know how this works. Because if you know how it works, you're going to be able to train, teach, and equip others. Amen. If you have just the anointing and you don't know how to train and equip, then all they're going to do is depend on you. Lay hands on me. It's more than laying hands. Amen. It's the operation of God that is received, that we learn how to operate. The kingdom is a mystery. He said it was a mystery. If it's a mystery, then there are parts of the kingdom that are not going to work until you understand the mystery. Amen? If you don't understand the mystery, if it's still a mystery, then the reason why we're not operating in fullness of power, because there's a mystery there we haven't solved. So we have to do the Inspector Clouseau thing. Amen? We have to go into the Word of God and find out why. Why, God? Why did the apostles operate like that and we're not operating? Why? Amen? There's a reason. And once we understand how this works, we understand how kingdom multiplication works, then things will begin to happen. Amen? So, listen to this definition from Strong's. It's the original Greek of dunamis. It says it's force, say force. Miraculous power. We know that part. Ability, might, power, and strength. But at the end of it, abundance. Say abundance. Dunamis leads to abundance. Now, Thayer's Greek lexicon, whoosh, weak, strong, says it's power performing miracles. Said he was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power, going about doing good, destroying all the works of the devil. Every time you see mighty works, miracles, power, all that's dunamis. Say dunamis. Every time a miracle was performed, it was dunamis. But notice this, it also says the power and influence which belongs to riches and wealth. Do you hear that? Say the power and influence that belong to riches and wealth. That's dunamis. Say that's dunamis. There is a way to prosper in the world. There is a way to prosper in a gift. There is a way to prosper with education. And there is a way to prosper by kingdom operation and understanding how kingdom works. Amen? Now, a lot of times we call our prosperity kingdom, and it's usually part kingdom, part us. But that's still good because God loves to bless. Amen? God's not sitting up there, if you don't do it my perfect way, you're not getting nothing. He's not like that. God has plan A, B, and C. It's called good, acceptable, and perfect. Amen? He got a lot of different ways. But when God's wanting to graduate you from where you are to the next place you're going, there's a training involved. And the hardest part of graduation is letting go of the former way to move into the new way. Because there's a time, and I can mark people, even this congregation, I can mark myself. I'll just mark myself. There's a time that you're operating in a certain way, and it works for you. Say it works. How many of you have gone and you've got something with God, and it's working for you, all of a sudden, it don't work for you anymore? How many of you know what I'm talking about? And you're doing the same thing you used to do, but it doesn't work like it used to. That's because it was designed to work for you at a certain age in the spirit. And when you graduate, God has something better, amen, built on better promises, better operations, but it requires a new level of training, and sometimes we don't like to shift, or we don't know how to shift. The hard part of shifting is understanding where to shift to. Amen? What to do? Think that's when you get back to mysteries. Amen? Say mysteries. Well, I always want to know, how does this kingdom multiplication work? Well, you know, he just did it. I know certain multiplication. We have a series on kingdom multiplication, how God will get involved with you to remove debt and things, but there's still another higher level. Amen? There's always a higher level. Amen? And our calling is to go after the higher level, because there's 30, there's 60, and there's 100-fold. Amen? Where do you want to be? 100! You're going to be 100, I guarantee you, write this down if you didn't hear anything else I said today, 100-fold glory is the realm of mysteries. You cannot have 100-fold operation without the mystery, understanding of the mysteries of God. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Amen. Somebody, one amen. Can I get an amen? There we go. Praise the Lord. So the preachers, we have to beg sometime for these amens. All right. So I want to take you a little journey. Amen. And actually, believe it or not, dunamis, to my knowledge thus far, could be more. I've located three distinct references to Old Testament where dunamis was an operation in the Old Testament. Say dunamis. That's important. It's going to bring us to New Testament. Amen. Three distinct operations, but back in the Old Testament, it was all Hebrew. We're in the Greek in the New Testament, and dunamis is a Greek word, but dunamis, say dunamis, is referenced as an Old Testament operation three different times. For instance, in the creation of the world, we say this scripture a lot. It says, for the invisible things, say the invisible things from the creation of the world, would that be Old Testament? Pretty much, I think it'd be old to, from the creation world are clearly seen by the things that have been made. All of creation, even his eternal dunamis power in Godhead, that means that all of creation, atmosphere, stars, the earth, every created thing was created out of this substance called dunamis. The Holy Spirit was hovering over the face of the waters, and dunamis was present waiting for the Father to give the command. As soon as the Father spoke, the Lord, the Holy Spirit went into operation, and dunamis began creating. The Holy Spirit utilizes, dunamis is the Holy Spirit's right-hand man. Amen? Whenever the Holy Spirit's present, dunamis will be present. Amen? Amen. Okay, so that's one reference. Second reference, because we're going to get into the third reference today. Hallelujah. Is Hebrews 1:11. Through faith, say through faith, Sarah herself received dunamis creative power to conceive. Say to conceive. And it says, and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him was faithful to his promise. Praise the Lord. So Sarah received, she received dunamis. Listen, she's 90 years old. It's amazing, amazing, incredible. I want some of this dunamis. Because at 90 years old, she said, in I think in chapter 17, she was feeble, well stricken in years. Well stricken. That means it was normal 90-year-old person's going to be well stricken. That means it was in her countenance, her body. How'd you like to have that assignment from God? Abraham, Sarah, give birth. At 90 and 100 years old, give birth. The whole world is contingent on you giving birth. Their birthing faculties had died a long time ago. God set them up for that very purpose, to make sure they could not do it in the natural. God has a way of aligning your circumstances where you can't do it. Amen? Where you're boxed in and the only way out is faith. If you feel boxed in, don't try to climb out by any other means but faith. Faith is the only way to get out. Amen? There is no other way but faith and the understanding of mysteries. Amen? Glory to God. Yeah, let's give Him glory. So, Sarah, the next chapter, she's there with Abimelech, and Abraham says, don't tell him you're my wife. Sarah is turned into a 90-year-old hottie. Next chapter, Abimelech wanted her. And God said, you're a dead man. He goes, what? He goes, that is another man's wife. He goes, hey, I didn't know. He goes, I'm telling you right now, you go any further, you're dead. I know you didn't know. I'm having mercy on you. God, dunamis, when it said she received dunamis to conceive, He turned her body clock back 40, 50 years. Turned her countenance, turned her age back. That's the power of dunamis. Isn't that amazing? Dunamis. That was an Old Testament operation of dunamis. Amen? That spawned Christ from that covenant. Turned Abraham back, turned her back. Dunamis did that. Operating. But there's another dunamis. Say another dunamis. That's what Sharon brought out when she said this the other night. I'm like, oh, that's it. Say, that's it. Go to Luke chapter 1, verse 17. He shall go before them. Talking about John the Baptist. In the spirit. Say, in the spirit. And what? Dunamis power of what? Of who? Hello. Of Elijah. Elijah was operating dunamis before the word dunamis was ever created. The world was forged with dunamis before the word dunamis was ever created. It was a power that belonged to God. They didn't ascribe it in the Hebrew. They just ascribed it as power. But it's called dunamis. Say it's dunamis. It's where the word dynamite comes from. It was the source of Elijah's anointing and thereby Elisha's anointing. That means every sign, miracle, and wonder that was done by Elijah and Elisha was done by what? Dunamis. Say dunamis. Dunamis. So I want to look at just two examples today, because the Lord wants to move us in to this operation now. This is where we're moving, and we're moving fast. Amen. 1 Kings 17. Let's look at the anointing and power of Elijah in operation. Amen. We can get this working in our life. There's a lot of things dunamis is going to do for us. Amen. We can learn to receive this. What the Lord told me, He says, I want you to use your faith, your focus, and your discipline right now to receive this, because it's a major component of the kingdom of God. When God said his kingdom is not in word only, but it's what? Power. Say power. If it's in power, if it's not in word only, but in what? Power. Then when God said it's his good pleasure to give you the kingdom, when he says, pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done, God's not giving you partial kingdom. God's not going to give you half the kingdom. When you say, understand that dunamis is a foundation component of the kingdom of God. It is as powerful as the word of God. The word and dunamis together was designed to operate together with exousia authority. Those three, this is what the church is missing in a very large way. Somebody asked me, well, the Holy Ghost, he pour out. If he poured out, then why do we have to go believe? Didn't he bring it all with him? Well, then why did you have Acts chapter 4 after Acts chapter 2? Do you know Acts chapter 4 comes after Acts chapter 2? Isn't that amazing? What's Acts chapter 4? They prayed and the Holy Spirit fell out and shook the whole room, and they were all filled, and with great dunamis power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection. He poured out again. Why did he do it with Paul all over again? Poured out all over him. Because dunamis is not a one-time operation. Dunamis is a continuous oil that needs to be received continuously, and we need to be dependent on it. Not on our own power, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit and his power that he brings. If we don't shift our dependency, we're never going to operate in fullness. Amen. We need to become dependent upon this amazing. You need to be it. I'm going to say this because I hear the Spirit of the Lord tell you this. You need to be as dependent on dunamis as you are on the word. And if we just imagine if the word of faith movement was that movement, which is powerful, it was amazing. If it was as dependent on dunamis as it was on the word, imagine where we would be. But we're in an hour now where the church must be dependent on the word, on dunamis, and abiding. Say abiding. Abiding with single heart, single mind, interwoven in Christ. Dunamis. And the word. Say dunamis and the word. Dunamis and the word. Dunamis and the word. Dunamis should be a massive part of your vocabulary every day. It should be in your mouth. Father, I thank you according to your divine. Father, I thank you. You give unto me power. Say power. 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 According to your power that's working in me. You're the God of hope. You filleth me with all joy and peace in believing. And I'm filled with the power of your Holy Spirit. Say filled, 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 filled. For your dunamis, creative power, your divine dunamis, creative power, has given to me all things that pertain to life and godliness. Say all things pertain to life. It'll empower you to live a godly life. Amen? It'll empower you. But I want to get into this multiplication, because there is a financial operation that dunamis brings that's going to shift some things. Amen? Go to 1 Kings 17. Are you there? In verse 9, he says, arise. This is the widow and God called Elijah to be fed by this widow. He says, get thee to Zarephath and belongeth Sidon and dwell there. And behold, I have commanded a widow there to sustain thee. A widow. God has some very remarkable ways to provide for us. Amen. If you got something on you like Elisha did, boom. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering the sticks, and he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And she said, now look at her condition. She said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse." Now that's where God sent Elijah. The big prophetic ministry. I have commanded a widow woman. She's a multimillionaire. Don't worry about Elijah. She's blessed of all women. Her husband left her millions. Just go and she'll sustain you. You can imagine Elijah, thank God he's sending me to take care of me. And he gets there and this is the one right here, Elijah, right there. She's got a handful of meal and a little oil in a cruse, and that's all she has to sustain the big prophet's ministry. There is nothing else. I thought you sent me here to sustain me. She doesn't even have enough for herself. See, if you think in natural, nothing's going to happen. But if you think in kingdom terms, it was all enough because he had something on him. He had the anointing and the what? Dunamis power. He had dunamis on him and he knew something was going to happen. Amen? Because it was on him. Amen? How'd you like to have dunamis? You wouldn't be fighting over all the things people fight over out there. If we had dunamis, it can take nothing and create everything. It can take a seed and cause it. It can take 5 loaves and 2 fish and feed 15,000 people. That's what dunamis does. There's multiplication in dunamis. Say multiplication. Man, it's anointed in here today. Woo! I feel the anointing. And she said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake." Wrong woman, Elijah. I'm not the one that needs to be feeding you. "I have a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil. And behold, I'm gathering 2 sticks, as you just showed up, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may what? Eat and die." This is our last meal, Elijah. And you want my last meal? We're having a little ceremony. We're going to die. Please don't take my last meal from me. Then you better have something on your life. If you're going to go to a widow that's about to die and take her last supper, you better have something on you. Seriously. See, there's a lot of men of God that want to operate like that. And they want to rob from the widows. Say, put the man of God first and God will take care of you. But if you don't have that on you, you're just robbing. Because you have nothing to get back. Because you don't have the power to multiply it back because it's not on you. If you're just acting like it's on you, and you're really good at sucking the resources out from people without having the kingdom come back. If you can't deliver the kingdom, and all you can do is take, you're in trouble. Especially if you take it from widows. Hello. You remember the widow's mite? She gave the 2 and Jesus said, went over to the widows and said, "Look, this woman, this poor widow cast in more than you all." That wasn't him giving a little nice offering. He was ticked off. He had just issued a massive scathing rebuke. You can go read it later. How by their doctrines that they're devouring widows' houses. And for a pretense, making long prayers, he goes, "I'm going to show you how they do. Look over here. This woman is giving all that she has for your doctrine, but you can't deliver the kingdom to her. You're devouring her house, but you can't deliver the kingdom. But if you can deliver the kingdom, she's going to be better off than she was before you showed up." Amen? Elijah knew he could deliver it because what? He had the what? The spirit and the what? The what was on him? The dunamis was what? The dunamis? Spirit and power. Dunamis was on him. He knew it was on him. Dunamis is not worked up. Dunamis is on you. If it's not on you, you got to go to God and get it on you. Because if you're in a situation where you got to work the dunamis up, it's already present. It's got to be on you. Amen? Must be believed for in advance. But it was on him. Woo! Shabba. "I have not a cake. I'm going to go and dress it. We'll die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not. I'm not your average evangelist. Fear not. I better get off of that. I've been on that a little while. He said, fear not. Go do as you said. But make me thereof the little cake first. It wasn't like this guy. He knew he needed to get what she had into his anointing. If she goes and eats everything she's got left, there was nothing she could plug in. He needed her to take what she had and get it into his dunamis. It was going to require faith on her part to do that. But when she did it, boom. Say boom. Say boom. Whew. Amen. My fonts are getting smaller these days. He said, go, as you have said, make me thereof a little cake. Bring it to me. After that, make for thee and thy son. For thus saith the Lord God. Ooh, I like this. The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Can you imagine? Your oil and your meal will not run dry. And she did according to the same Elijah. She said he and her house did eat many days. Say many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail. Sustained her through dunamis. It wasn't once she connected into that dunamis, it kept going. Started multiplying. That's how the Lord, he presented that. Five loaves and two fish in the presence of the Father who sits what? At the right hand of what? Dunamis. The kingdom got on it. When dunamis gets on your life, things are going to shift. When it gets on your anointing, things are going to shift. When it gets on your checkbook, things are going to shift. When it gets on your offering, things will shift. Amen? When it gets on this church, we're going to shift. I see. Look at that. Praise the Lord. I got one more. Go to 2 Kings 4. This is Elisha, which is Elijah, which received a double portion of Elijah's dunamis. Boy, how'd you like a double portion of dunamis? Man, he got that double portion. He took that, smote the water. He took that mantle and smote the water. He said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And his water. All those prophets are going, oh, that dude's got it. They watched. He received it. And amazing what Elijah said to him. He said, if you can see me when I'm taken up, you can have my mantle. Who saw the Lord when he was taken up? The apostles all watched him. Who got his mantle? The apostles got it. Eyewitness. Just threw that out there for whomsoever shall. A certain woman, verse 1, the wives of the prophets, she was in debt. She was in debt. And her husband died, and the creditor came to take unto him and the two sons to be bondmen. Can you imagine that, living with a prophet? He dies, now the creditor comes. He had debt. The creditor comes and said, well, you're going to work off the debt, you and your sons. How'd you like to be in that position? She cried out to Elisha. Isn't it amazing the way these men of God with dunamis on them operated? They didn't operate in the natural. They didn't go raise a whole bunch of offerings. He said, what do you have in your house? Now watch what he does. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? Say, what do you have? Say, what do you have? They knew, see, dunamis can take what you have and meet the whole need. We always think the whole need has to be met up front, but dunamis thinks differently. Amen? Dunamis operates differently. That's why we got to get it on our life. Amen? It's where the testimonies come from. Whew. Shaka-booyah. And Elijah said unto her, what shall I do? And he said, go. She says, Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what do you have in the house? And she said, thy handmaid has not anything in the house. I don't have anything. But you do have something. But she says, I don't have anything save a pot of oil. That's the same thing the disciples said. They said, we don't have anything to feed these people. He said, what do you have? Well, there's a lad here with five loaves, but what are they among so many? See how the kingdom works? Dunamis can take that and go whew, with it. Amen? He said, I only have a pot of oil. That's all I got. But with dunamis, it's enough. Oh, he said, the Lord. I said, Lord, we always have 100 people. Would you ever let us preach? He goes, 100 is enough. The 120 is enough. The church with a taco stand is enough. It's enough. Say, it's enough. If you understand what I want to bring out of here, what you have is enough. Say, it's enough. Whew. And he said, verse 3, go, borrow the vessels abroad of thy neighbors, empty vessels, because everybody's vessels were empty because nobody had oil, and borrow not a few. Go borrow everybody's empty pots. And don't borrow a few. You know what he was doing? He left the harvest up to her vision. He didn't tell her how many. He said, don't borrow a few. But the harvest was up to her belief system. Man, if you ever get in the presence of somebody that has dunamis like that, and they tell you, go borrow, go to Austin, go to Dallas, go to Beaumont, call your kinsmen and your kinsmen of the kinsmen. Call everybody until there's no room for pots anywhere. Because when that oil started rolling, he says, now go in there and start pouring the oil and shut the door. That's signifying you're shutting the door to the world system, its operations. Go in there where the oil's flowing. Go in there with the dunamis and start pouring the oil. And pour it. And she started pouring. Say, she started pouring. And poured. And poured. And poured. And poured. And every single pot was full. And as soon as the last pot that she had collected was full, the oil stopped. He said, now go sell all that. Pay off your debt and live with your children. Wow. I mean, that woman that day went from being a bondwoman is going to be sold, her and her children, basically, to hard labor, to being the wealthiest person in the city. With one operation of dunamis, exalted and promoted her. Isn't that amazing? How many of you feel the anointing on that? Took her from the most adverse, backward circumstance and turned everything around with one encounter with the Spirit and dunamis power. And that dunamis is available to us in fullness. And my God will do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask, think, or imagine, according to his dunamis. Say, dunamis, that's working, working, working in you. We're reservoirs. We are the Elijah generation. We're reservoir of dunamis. Imagine having that kind of power to go anywhere God sends you. All you need is a pot of oil and we're on. Give me a meeting with three people and we're going to turn it to 3,000. It doesn't matter how it starts. It matters how it ends. Take a little seed in the Father's house and don't look at it in the natural. Don't do things in the natural. But wait to be endued with dunamis and see what I'll do. If we hold the line in faith and not turn to the right, not turn to the left, not try to do things just to build something, but say, God, where the seed, with the water pot, fill this water pot with water and draw it out to the nations. Whew, man, I feel the anointing today. Father, grant that thy servants, this house, signs, miracles, wonders be done with the name of thy holy child Jesus through the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit. Father, we have held this all these years. It's not been easy. We've not looked to the right or left to see a first world revival in fullness of a king priest government with kingly oil and apostolic oil, with signs, miracles, and wonders. Father, with multiplication, I feel the anointing. I feel we're so close now. We receive, Father. We receive. You grant unto us according to the inexhaustible supply of riches and glory to be endued, Father, strengthened, endowed with all creative dunamis power, dunamis for multiplication and increase. Father, pour the dunamis into our household. Pour the dunamis, Father, into us. And we release it into the marketplace. We release it into this church. That you fill this church, this bowl and this house with oil. And we loose it into the world. Virtue to flow out and heal them all. Virtue to flow out and multiply. With increase in divine multiplication to take us from the very poorest to the wealthiest. We hold that, Father, to do it your way. To not let go. Everyone put your hand over your heart and say, Father, I will not let go. To me you have sworn. In blessing, you bless me. And in multiplying, you multiply me. Oh, let's feel the Spirit of the Lord upon us today. I feel you. Oh, Holy Spirit, you're hovering over the waters of this house. You're hovering over this house. Waiting for the Father to give the decree of commission. We stand and wait, Father. This house will be a testimony to all nations. In your glorious name, Lord, clothe us all. Clothe us all. Clothe us. Raise us up, Father, to sit with you at the right hand of dunamis. Creative power. Uphold our life, our family, with the word of your dunamis power. Multiply, Father. Multiply the seed in this house. It is enough. The treasures in this house right now, that's in this house, is enough. Multiply. Multiply Christ in us to all nations. Ordain, commission Christ in us with dunamis. Going about doing good, destroying all the works of the devil. For God is with us. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is brooding over us today. Preparing for the commission. Let there be the lighting of this lampstand. Let there be the lighting of the lampstand. I know we're in the presence of the Father, but he specifically spoke to me this morning. He said, have
than prepare an offering, but bring it at the end. Because there's dunamis presence in this house right now. And the Spirit of the Lord wants to bless us. It's whomsoever will. You bring your own water pot. You bring your own pot of oil. But you hear from the Spirit of the Lord. But today there is dunamis here. I'm telling you. There's dunamis here for multiplication. There's dunamis here. I feel it. I feel it, Lord. I feel it, Father. Grace, the exceeding grace.